Radio Prague News.
A fugitive Czech businessman says he will not return from the Seychelles to face trial, but will cooperate with Czech courts. Finance Minister Bohuslav Sobotka says Czech sellers and distributors of petrol have been too slow to react to a fall in oil prices. And the Czech president is about to begin a six-day working visit to the United States. Fugitive businessman Radovan Krejčír says he's not planning to return from the Seychelles to face trial in the Czech Republic, but says he is willing to cooperate with the Czech courts. He told TV Nova he wanted to clear his name of charges of fraud and planning the murder of a customs officer. In another interview for Czech television, Mr. Krejčír recounted how he had managed to escape from Czech police 2 months ago. His wife is also in the Seychelles, where they both have citizenship. She faces charges of money laundering. Finance Minister Bohuslav Sobotka says Czech sellers and distributors of petrol have been too slow to react to a fall in oil prices. For that reason, the government has rejected a proposal to introduce a lower tax rate on petrol, the minister said on TV Prima on Sunday. The cost of a litre of petrol in the Czech Republic recently increased significantly following a rise in oil prices on world markets. The Czech President Václav Klaus is due to meet the United States Vice President Dick Cheney and the Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice during a six-day working visit to the US, which begins on Monday. Mr. Klaus is also set to open an exhibition in New York dedicated to the 14th century Czech King and Holy Roman Emperor Charles IV. The Czech ambassador to NATO, Stefan Fula, is being investigated by the police's anti-corruption unit, Czech Radio's Radio Journal reported. Mr. Fula is suspected of breaking the law on state secrets and covering up 2 car accidents in Lithuania when he served there as Czech ambassador. Police did not intervene during a concert by neo-Nazi rock bands in a pub near Strakonice, South Bohemia, on Saturday night. Hundreds of police officers were on guard outside the concert, which was attended by around 500 skinheads, and described by anti-Nazi activists as the biggest such gathering this year in the Czech Republic. The weather, the next few days should see sunny spells with occasional rain in places. Temperatures are expected to reach around 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. That's the end of the news.
You are tuned to Radio Prague and I'm Danielle Lazarová. Coming up in the programme, our weekly session over your letters with Pavla Horáková, in which, among other things, you'll hear about the oldest circus in the Czech Republic. A letter from Prague, from yours truly, about the petrol fever in this country. And finally, you can sit back and enjoy Czech musician Iva Bitová's new album with the New York ensemble Bang on a Can. That's in Petr Doruška's Sunday music show Magic Carpet. All that coming up, stay with us as Pavla Horáková opens this week's mailbag. Hello and welcome to Mailbox, Radio Prague's listeners' feedback program. Last week we aired a program about Prague being very popular with young British men who come here in groups to enjoy cheap drink. In response to that report, David Wright from the UK has sent us this email.
Thank you for your interesting article on Prague being a cheap paradise for British stag tourists. My wife and I visited Prague for the first time this year, enjoying a belated honeymoon after 14 years of marriage. We stayed for 4 nights from Monday to Friday, specifically to avoid the weekend period. The coverage of Prague's problem with British stag parties is widespread, but I think it should be emphasised that the problem is largely limited to the Wenceslas Square area and therefore can easily be avoided.
And Mr. Wright also wrote,
we found the Czech drinking culture to be far more friendly, civilised and enjoyable, the Golden Tiger pub, for example, than that which we find in Britain. I'm afraid that many British towns are blighted by the excesses of young drinkers, and have in the last few years become unpleasant places to spend the evening. I think, as your article said, the popularity of Prague with these stag groups will lessen in the future. But for the moment, people should be told that Prague nightlife has much more to offer than just the delights of Wenceslas Square on a Saturday night.
Thank you very much for that email. And now back to history. Muhammad Shamim from India has this question.
Which is the oldest circus company in the Czech Republic?
According to the Czech Who's Who, the oldest circus dynasty in this country is the Klutsky family. The founder of the dynasty, Antonín Klutsky, was born in 1826. He started off with just a few puppets and a small menagerie, but his business soon started flourishing. He and his wife had 20 children, all of them followed in the family tradition, except the eldest son, who was killed by a lion on his wedding day. The business was later taken over by Antonín's son Karel, who died in 1927. The circus was handed over to his son, also named Karel, who found himself in financial troubles, and the circus was nationalized by the communists in 1948. But the family tradition was revived after 1989, when Bohumil Klutsky took over. And now from artists to artists. Our listener Alistair Pamphillon, who lives in Kent in the United Kingdom, sent us this question.
Recently, I noticed upon an American internet site that there has been a new Czech play performed in New York called The Haunted Jewish Cemetery of Prague, and I would like to learn more upon the origins of this new stage drama and if it was based on someone's personal accounts, along with the author's details.
Well, what you have in mind must be the play Miriam, written by the Czech playwright Lenka Lagronová, which takes place, and I quote, in the haunted Jewish cemetery of Prague, where two women face ancient sadnesses, personal loss, and the possibility of mutual redemption, unquote, as it was described on the internet. The play was written in 2004 and premiered in March 2005 in Prague. In April, it was shown as part of the Czech Plays in Translation project of the Czech Center in New York, the Immigrants Theatre Project and the Theatre Institute Prague, and hosted by the Public Theatre of New York. According to the website of the Czech Theatre and Literary Agency, the author Lenka Lagronová was born in 1963 and graduated from the theatre faculty of the Academy of Performing Arts in Prague. She wrote several plays whilst still a student. Now she devotes herself to writing plays for the theatre and for radio. In her early works, she concentrated on the traumatizing experiences of the younger generation, which she describes with a typically rough humour. She writes primarily about episodes in the maturing of young women. The second part of her work was influenced by her departure from theatrical life and entry into a convent. In 1998, her play Thérèse won the Alfred Radok Award for Production of the Year. In 1999, Lenka Lagronová received the competitive Czech Radio Award for her radio debut, Please Stand Up, and in 2002, this play won a prize in the Grand Prix Bohemia. And finally, it's time to repeat our competition question for September. In our series of famous Czech-born people, we are now asking about a woman. She was born in 1965 in the Moravian town of Prostějov. Her parents left Czechoslovakia after the Soviet invasion and moved to Sweden. They left their two children behind, believing they could be brought out later. But the Czechoslovak authorities would not allow it, and the ensuing battle for the kids made headlines in Sweden. Finally, the family reunited after 7 years, but the father soon left the family. As a teenager, our mystery woman was discovered by a photographer friend who sent photos of her to a modeling agency. She quickly became a successful model, appearing on the covers of prestigious magazines. She was chosen twice by People magazine as one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world, and also appeared in a number of movies. Please send us your answers by the end of this month, that's September, to the usual address Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or English at radio.cz. Until next week, thanks for listening and goodbye. Pavla will be back same time next week to answer more of your letters. But now, a letter from myself so that you know what people are talking about in Prague these days. Forget about the weather. The hot topic in Prague this summer is the price of petrol. For a nation of country cottage enthusiasts, for a weekly trip to their country cottage is a must, the price of petrol is a big deal, and it has been climbing steadily all summer. Nowadays, you'll see many drivers slowing down as they go past a petrol station with an eye out on where you can get the lowest price. There are many signs of a growing petrol fever here in the Czech Republic. Rumours of yet another increase always create long lines at petrol stations. The police report a high number of petrol thefts, that is, petrol pumped straight from parked cars under cover of dark. And one private radio station has launched a competition called Get Your Petrol for Free, the idea being that one petrol station would give away free petrol for 60 minutes to anyone who turns up. In order to find out where and when, you have to listen to the mentioned station all day and then make a dash for it. Lots of drivers did. Some just grumble and say that things are looking very bad, but what can you do? They'd pay what they had to anyway. Others are taking more drastic measures and getting their cars converted to gas. Allegedly, the 200 or so firms providing this service are working night and day to meet demand, and they have their work cut out for them for months ahead. According to statistics, some 200,000 cars have so far been converted to gas power. Mechanics have been warning people not to attempt to convert their cars on their own, since this could be a serious health hazard. This week finally brought some relief. The price of petrol has stopped climbing, and although economists are not predicting a drop, it should at least stagnate at the present level. It was high time, too. Some drivers had taken to running their cars on cooking oil. A reminder that you're listening to Radio Prague, coming your way from the Czech Republic. Now, regular listeners to our station will know that they can always look forward to music on a Sunday. And so it's now time to leave the mic to Petr Doruška, who is offering you a trip on his magic carpet.
Hello and welcome to Magic Carpet, bringing you music from Czech Republic. For the Prague audiences, the autumn season started with a pleasant surprise. One of the Czech most beloved singers and musicians, Iva Bitová, performed with the renowned band from the New York City, Bang on the Can. Together they gave two concerts in the Archa Theatre to launch an album drawing both from the gentle folk melodies and contemporary experimental music.
Thank you.
Labitova recorded her new album this spring in New York City. Contrary to most of her previous work, which was based on her own initiative, this project was commissioned by the contemporary band Bang on a Can. Earlier this year, I asked Eva how it happened. They do many projects with other composers, so it was quite natural they asked me to write 40 minutes of music for them. Bitova told me and commented on the contrast between the busy life in New York and the slow pace in her home countryside in Moravia. At last, I brought them some silence and peacefulness from my home, she added.
Jak ryba bez wody, jak maslo bez chleba, dobre sa mi nevodí. Na prst si ťa namotá jedna malá samota. Taká včielka a zrazu je ta samota celkom veľká. Trpím bez teba, ako plúca bez vzduchu, ako vták bez neba, mám čudnú predtuchu.
The title of the new Eva Bitova's album was inspired by a poem called Elida from a book by Vera Chase, who used to live in Prague. The poem is about a woman taking a bath and washing herself with Elida soap. Eva Bitova found this story very erotic and inspiring. Also, this is the only composition from the album with the heart-driving sound of electric guitar.
Nikdo nedotkne.
This was the title track from Iva Bitova's new CD, recorded in New York and launched on a concert in Prague this September. But this is not the only project Bitova is working on with foreign musicians. Some time ago, Bitova was offered to sing Elvira part in a very special adaptation of Mozart's famous opera titled Don Juan in Prague, and it seems that most of next year she will spend in the New York City working on another project, which could be her own opera. For today, I shall leave you with another selection from Elida. Thanks for listening to this edition of Medjipet, which came to you on Radio Prague and was presented by Petr Doruška.
Pohleď, mé kosti jsou flétno. Zapískej po lipném, má ústa chutnají, po hlíně, po hladí je, má kůže napnutá, na bupen, zabouchej, zabouchej a zaspívej. Pohleď, mé kosti jsou flétnou, zapískej po lipném.
Ici Radio Prague, programme en langue française des émissions internationales de la radio tchèque, Onde Courte. Pour bénéficier d'une agréable réception, voici la grille de nos horaires en temps universel et fréquence en kHz. Europe. 5930, 7345. 7h30, 7h57, Europe. 9880, 11600. 16h30, 16h57, Europe. Afrique Centre, 5930, 17485. 18h30, 18h57. Europe, Afrique Ouest, 5930, 13580. 22h, 22h27, Amérique du Nord, 9415, 7345. Nous vous invitons à l'écoute sur le web. Pour cela, veuillez vous connecter au site www.radio.cz/français. Radio Prague est aussi sur le satellite. Vous trouverez toutes les informations sur notre site www.radio.cz.